Welcome to another Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we jump to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 15. It's titled, Believe and Repent, Do Not Shun. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Living in the Word of God and meditating every day on the kingdom of God and the concepts of repentance instills belief in the gospel and can have various effects on your mind and overall well-being as we begin an increased mindfulness and focus with regular meditation can and will help enhance your ability to stay present in the moment and cultivate a focused mind of truth in salvation. This can lead to improved concentration and mental clarity in daily activities, as well as emotional well-being. Proving meditation often promotes emotional stability and resilience. By contemplating the kingdom of God and the message of repentance and belief in the gospel, you may experience a sense of peace, joy, and contentment, leading to a heightened spiritual awareness. Proving consistent meditation on the kingdom of God can deepen your spiritual connection and increase your awareness of divine presence. This may lead to a greater understanding of your purpose in life and a sense of spiritual fulfillment, not to mention reduced stress and anxiety. Obviously, meditation and prayer has been shown to reduce stress and anxiety levels. By focusing on the kingdom of God and the assurance of fulfillment through repentance and belief, you may experience a greater sense of calm and reduced mental distress, where enhanced compassion and empathy from regular meditation often fosters compassion and empathy towards oneself and others. This can result in improved relationships, increased kindness, and a greater understanding of the interconnectedness of all beings. It is important to note that effects of meditation and prayer can vary from person to person, and individual experiences may differ. Additionally, the specific beliefs and interpretations of the kingdom of God and the gospel can also influence the impact of your meditation practice to live and look forward to hearing God talk to you. Remember, prayer is talking to God, and reading the Word of God is God talking directly to you. Listen. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. I saw some pictures of Oliver and Elliot recently, which really touched my heart. Kairos 56 coming up October 19th begins. 4-day retreat in the prison, praying for my leadership there. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. Praying for a deacon this morning, Deacon Sam, and his health and well-being. Deacon Sam, health and well-being. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life, as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Mark. The Gospel of Mark, We're in chapter 1, verse 15. It's simple. Believe and repent. Do not shun. It's a one stanza poem that's ongoing. Believe and repent. Do not shun. Fulfillment time has come. At hand is God's kingdom. Believe and repent. Do not shun. Eternal life is your freedom. Amen. I'm Thomas Shepherds Wiggins. It's September 27th, 2023. We're up with the angels today, recording at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we got a busy morning this morning. We get up and head out of here a little after 7, off to a morning mass at Our Lady of Grace in Avon Park, where I lecture this morning and sharing the Word of God as I'd love to do. Thank you, Lord, for that ability. And then we're off to the prison to celebrate another mass with about 35 to 40 prisoners who come to the Catholic Mass every Wednesday. And we celebrate the Sunday before Mass. So we ask you to lift us up today. Deacon Sam is sick, so he won't be with us this morning. And we only have Father Sean's word. Prayers of faith and thanksgiving for all good things in Jesus' name. As like we close 7:11, as we try to each morning in Jesus' name. God bless you, John. Talk to you soon, my friend. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. He is the reason why we pray, practice, and proclaim. Amen. God bless you.